Like all great holidays, the 4th of July brings to mind the traditional ways we celebrate. Those images, glad, bright, and touching, that we've come to associate with the 4th of July from the time we were children. It's a day not only for celebration, but also for reflection. What was it that forged 13 diverse colonies into an unbreakable union that endured and grew and prospered for more than two centuries? What was the secret that emboldened a loose confederation of some 2.5 million people, settlers on the eastern rimland of the New World, to challenge the might of the most powerful colonial empire on earth? Quite simply, it was the courage and the vision of our founding fathers. They seized the unique historical moment Providence had placed within their grasp and established a nation under God, ruled not by arbitrary decrees of kings or the whims of entrenched elites, but by the consent of the governed. Theirs was the vision of a striving, God-fearing, self-reliant people, living in the sunlight of justice and breathing the bracing air of liberty. As the years unrolled, generations of Americans painted that vision across the broad canvas of a continent. It has always been the secret of our progress, our power, and our prosperity. Through the years, America's promise of liberty and justice for all served as a magnet, drawing to our shores millions of people yearning to breathe the heady air of freedom. And still they come, drawn by the promise of liberty under law, guided still by the beacon light of liberty. As we celebrate this day, let us draw closer to all of our fellow citizens in common purpose, guided by a common vision. Let all Americans, as one grateful family, honor our founding fathers and all who have worked and fought and died to keep their dream alive. Let us renew our commitment to the message and the meaning of the Declaration of Independence, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Thank you. God bless you.